Good morning. I'm Councillor Glenn, and today is Saturday, April the 27th. This morning, I'm at the beautiful stormwater pond at Ray McCaffrey Park. It's actually a great park, and I should probably show you around here behind the camera. Look at that. A great play structure for kids. Picnic shade area there. The stormwater pond, you can probably hear the birds behind me, a little bit of wildlife. And there's an extensive network of trails and paths that extend a little bit south through the hydro corridor. So if you're looking for some place to come explore, come for a walk, bring your bike, your rollerblades, your scooter, whatever it might be. Great place to explore, and it looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day today. I have a lot of updates. Oh, Ray McCaffrey Park, I meant to mention, trivia. Who was Ray McCaffrey? Ray McCaffrey was a community volunteer and former fire chief here in Stittsville back in the, 1959 to 1967. That was Ray McCaffrey, community volunteer. I have lots of updates, but I wanted to start with an update about aggressive dogs. I think a lot of people have heard about the incident last week in the Forest Creek area, along the pathways near Pool Creek. There was a dog attack. Really, really unsettling for a lot of people. I did have a chance to talk to one of the people involved, and she's doing better, but obviously very shaken and very rattled. I think there's more we can be doing, or more we should be doing, to make sure that the public is aware and the public is safe from any aggressive dogs. In Ottawa, we call them vicious dogs when they're involved in an attack. In this case, the dogs, there's been a number of charges against the owners. There's a muzzle order on the dogs as well. But I think there's more we could do. And looking at Toronto this week, their city council passed a new approach or process for dealing with aggressive dogs. And there were four main things that Toronto did. Number one is they've created an online registry. Whenever a dog gets a muzzle order or has another charge related to aggressive behavior. Now, it's perhaps not super useful because it's only as detailed as the first three digits of the postal code. They don't show an address, but they are looking, they're doing a privacy risk assessment, trying to figure out if legally they can provide more specific information about where the dogs are located. So that's one thing. Second one is they've standardized a sign, an aggressive dog sign, that needs to be posted at the location of any home or property where there's an animal with a muzzle order or other charge against it. They're asking the province to strengthen the Dog Owners Liability Act so that they can act more quickly to deal with aggressive animals. This is the provincial act that Ottawa bylaw follows to enforce rules around that. And education, they're launching an education campaign. There's a fifth thing that I think should be done as well, at least it applies to Ottawa. We have a shortage of justices of the peace at the provincial court, and it's leading to a lot of delays in all sorts of cases, including aggressive dogs. So that's another area where we could look at. Anyways, what Toronto did earlier this week is super interesting, and I think some measures that I'd like to see implemented here in Ottawa. So I've been talking to our city staff and bylaw and legal, looking at what we may be able to implement quickly here in Ottawa to make sure residents are safe. Really send a message to dog owners to be responsible, take the appropriate steps to make sure that your dog is leashed at all times, that you've got a fence in good repair, all the responsible things that dog owners do to prevent these kinds of incidents. Sometimes can be really, really serious, scary incidents, and they've been happening across Ottawa and in Stittsville recently as well. So stay tuned for more on that. I also wanted to bring you an update on the Fluellen and Shea intersection. It's a problem spot. It's an intersection, but the Shea Road isn't aligned. So you've got a stop along the Shea Road part, but not around the Fluellen Road part. It's just a strangely configured intersection, I guess. I mean, they're old farm roads that are now have so much more volume on them. I just wanted to let you know that there are some safety measures being installed very, very soon, including some flashing beacons to remind people or alert people about the dangerous intersection, and some measures to slow vehicles down, particularly on Fluellen, where that crosses through. So change is happening. That is actually just outside of Stittsville in Councillor Brown's ward, Councillor David Brown and Rito Jock. So thank you, Councillor Brown, for your attention to that intersection. If you live near Crossing Bridge Park, this is some good news. The Crossing Bridge Park playground is being replaced or updated, rejuvenated this summer. You're going to see some fencing going up. Might be up now. If not today, it's be going up on Monday or Tuesday. And over the next few weeks in the summer, it'll be replaced and updated. So that's good news for Crossing Bridge. Some upcoming events and activities in the community. I'm very excited about the annual Jane's Walk on Stittsville Main Street. That's happening on Saturday, May the 4th. Hope you can join me for that. This is part of a citywide festival of walking tours known as Jane's Walks, named for the urban activist Jane Jacobs, who was born over 100 years ago and wrote a very famous book, The Death and Life of Great American Cities. Good book. Anyhow, this is a festival of walking tours across the city. Registration is open now on the website. Just search for Jane's Walk Ottawa or go to my website for more information, glengower.ca. Registration is going to fill up quick for my Jane's Walk. It always does. We've added something this year, which is a roundtable discussion afterwards at Equator, in the back there, kind of in the patio area at Equator. So the Jane's Walk is 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., and the discussion will be 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. or so. All the events are free. You've got to register for the Jane's Walk. You don't have to register for the roundtable. You can just drop by, and I hope to see some of you out there. On Monday, talking about city planning and urban activism and everything, the city is tabling the comprehensive zoning bylaw, the first draft of that. This is going to kick off 18 months of engagement and consultation and iterative drafts of this based on feedback from people in the community and different stakeholders and so on. It's to implement the 2022 official plan. So we're updating zoning on properties all across the city. It's a massive, massive exercise, and this is kind of a first procedural step to put this out there. So there's some information on my website. There's an overview. Please do check that out if you're interested in planning and how our city is going to be growing. And if you have any questions, please let me know. We will be doing some ward consultation engagement sessions in the coming months as well. So lots of opportunities to learn more and to weigh in if you have feedback on that. I want to remind people about our Stittsville Community Micro Grants. Applications close at the end of the month, April 30th. This is a program to encourage new community events and projects, and we have grants of up to $200 available for qualifying projects led by volunteers or nonprofit groups. Go to my website for more information, and I know we have a bunch of applications so far, which is great, and happy to receive more before the deadline. Talking about volunteer activities and bringing people together, Cleaning the Capitol continues. The deadline to register is May the 3rd. You can go to ottawa.ca/clean for that. And a huge thank you to all of the residents in Stittsville who've been helping out and organizing cleanups. It's great to see some of your photos coming in. I know there's a whole bunch scheduled for today and tomorrow in the community, so you've got a lovely day for that. Also wanted to remind residents, if you do see garbage around, you know, so a bag of garbage dumped in a park or in a ditch, roadside, whatever, call 311 and a ticket will be created and that'll be cleaned up. If it's on city public property or along the road, usually that's the responsibility of the city. Along private property, it's the responsibility of the private property owner. But just call 311 and the city can kind of triage that appropriately. And if you're a dog owner, please clean up after your dogs. One thing we're hearing about from some of the participants in Cleaning the Capitol is they're finding a lot of dog waste and a lot of discarded bags of dog waste. Please take that home and put it in your compost. It's the responsible thing to do as a dog owner. We do have bylaw blitzes that happen from time to time where we know there are problem areas, and there's a significant fine, a big penalty for that. So it's also disgusting, right? If you're a dog owner and you're doing that, please take some time just to properly clean up after your animal. I want to say a big thank you and congratulations to the Stittsville Kiwanis Club for another successful kids showcase, talent showcase last night. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there, but I hear it was a great show. I think this is the third or fourth, and it raises money for all the programs that Kiwanis does here in our community, including the Youth Drop-In Center. So this is now open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Frederick Banting School on Stittsville Main Street. It's open to any student in our community. between grade 7 and grade 12, and I'm told now that there's free pizza every Wednesday and Thursday night. So check that out. Good luck next weekend to the organizers and participants in the Stittsville Park Run. Officially, it's known as the Ottawa-Carleton Trailway Park Run. This is a free short distance run that's going to happen every Saturday morning over on the Trans-Canada Trail, kind of along Abbott Street and Robert Grant. I ran into the organizers last week. They were doing a bit of a dry run, and I know they're really excited. A lot of people have signed up and registered, and there's a lot of interest. If you'd like to learn more, just do a search for Park Run Stittsville, and you'll come up with the information. And good luck next week on the launch. We are busy organizing our Welcome to Stittsville event coming up in June. This is our annual multicultural festival. We've got a ton of people signed up, which is amazing. And we want to invite residents as well. You don't have to be an organization or a group. What we are encouraging people is if you just like to come out and showcase the country you're from, right? Maybe bring your country flag and a map, and maybe you've got some traditional dress or some food you want to share or artwork that you'd like to share. You can sign up for a table. It's absolutely free for residents or groups. And for more information, check out my website or send me an email. I'd be happy to get in touch with you. And we've also launched registration for our annual family bike ride in June. This will be a 4-kilometer bike ride. This is the third time we've done it. It's always a lot of fun. A great opportunity to come out with families and kids. It's 4 kilometers, so it's a pretty easy ride. We start at Village Square Park, and we head down the Trans-Canada Trail to the Lookout and back, and we've got some prizes and fun stuff along the way. So check out my website for more information. That's coming out in June. I want to say we had a community member pass away just over a week ago, Jeff Kyle. A lot of people know Jeff Kyle from his work at the Ottawa Senators. He's a longtime resident of Kanata in Bridalwood and in Stittsville. I know he was a member of Landmark CrossFit on Iber Road, had lots of friends there. Jeff made a difference in the lives of a lot of people. And if you've ever gone to a Sens game and waved a towel or gone to the red zone, Jeff had a hand in that. He was the vice president of marketing for the Sens for a number of years. And he hired me at the Sens back in the day. And has been a big supporter and a good friend over the years. So he passed away after a long and very courageous battle, an inspiring battle, with cancer over the last year or so. So my condolences to his family, to Joanne and his kids, and his many friends and colleagues across the city. Jeff Kyle. Wishing a very happy Passover to everyone celebrating. That continues, I believe, until April 30th. And tomorrow, flags across the city will be at half mast. This is for the National Day of Mourning for people who've been killed or injured in a workplace accident. So that's tomorrow. If you see the flags at half mast, that's why. That's it for me today. Thank you very much for watching. And it does look like it's going to be finally a nice weekend. I'm looking forward to getting out on my bike, hopefully today and tomorrow, and doing a bit of exploring. I hear the Lone Star restaurant is celebrating their first birthday today over at the plaza at the corner of Iber and Hazeldean. So there will be nachos and sombreros, I'm sure. I hope you get out and about, explore your neighborhood, support a local business. I'll talk to you here next Saturday. Take care.